The 1890 Wounded Knee Massacre left up to 300 Lakota men, women, and children dead. It's seen by many as a dark chapter in American history. Brian Brewer, the Oglala Sioux tribal president, says Wounded Knee is a sacred site. But he says the current asking price for the property is too high, and the tribe must put its funds toward more critical needs.
We do not have the money to buy the land of what they are asking. And if we did have the money, I don't know if we would buy it, you know, that much money. Our feelings is we hate to see anyone receive money or to get rich on the death of our people that died there.
Brewer adds that even if the tribe can't buy the land, tribal residents are still very concerned over its potential sale to the highest private bidder. He says the land for sale doesn't include the current cemetery, but rather the actual massacre site nearby.
If this land was sold and someone did try to commercialize it in any way, I could guarantee them it would never happen. The people will never let that happen. They wouldn't be able to build anything there.
President Brewer's vow to never allow commercial development on the site may drive down the land value. Property owner James Szczynski insists the land is worth the $3.9 million he's asking. He points to the recent sale of the Pishla land in the central Black Hills. A coalition of tribes came together to buy the high country grassland. Szczynski says Wounded Knee is worth more than what the tribes paid for Pishla.
You know what they paid for it? $9 million. $9 million for some grassland. Now, if that is worth $9 million, what is the National Historic Site of Wounded Knee, where 300 Indian men, women, and children were killed as their descendants and thrown in a mass grave? It could be worth 10 times what they paid for peace law.
Szczynski also points out that there were two Wounded Knees, the massacre in 1890 and the AIM occupation in 1973. He says prior to Wounded Knee 73, his family owned a trading post, museum, and a home on the site. He alleges the AIM occupiers looted the property and burned his buildings to the ground. Szczynski says the occupation left him homeless. 40 years later, he says even if the land were again developed, it doesn't mean the site would be exploited.
Nobody wants to have a commercialized casino put there or something that is not applicable to that area.
Szczynski says he's sorry the tribe didn't buy the land and he's now taking bids and offers on the property. But any commercial development of the Wounded Knee site brings vehement opposition from many Lakota people. And that's not just the Oglala of Pine Ridge. Chief Brings Plenty is Minikoju Lakota and the former chairman of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe. His relatives were among those traveling to Pine Ridge in 1890 to meet with Chief Red Cloud when the cavalry caught up with them at Wounded Knee. Brings Plenty wrote an op-ed that appeared in the New York Times last month. He says any future development on the site can only come with a great deal of discussion amongst the Lakota people over what is culturally appropriate.
If somebody was to come there and commercially build to make money, you know, off of our family's turmoil, you know, and do it in a way that is, you know, insensitive, it'll add insult to injury.
Other Lakotas on Pine Ridge agree that if development occurs at Wounded Knee, it can only come with the broad support of the Oyate, or the people. Nick Tilson is part of the Thunder Valley Community Development Corporation on Pine Ridge. His organization is taking part in a reservation-wide sustainable development effort. The organization is not directly involved in the Wounded Knee land sale, but Tilson says the issue ties to the bigger idea of tourism on Pine Ridge. Wounded Knee draws many visitors, but Tilson says the Lakota people have not yet come to a consensus as to what is appropriate cultural tourism.
If somebody were to buy that, it would be for a few different reasons. One, protect it, preserve it, or two, to develop it for the tourist site. And I think the jury's still out on what we believe is culturally appropriate, respectful tourism.
Meanwhile, property owner James Szczynski says he has interested buyers lined up. He says some expressed interest in giving the land back to the tribe. He says if the open bidding doesn't produce a price he likes, the land will then go to auction. Today, the site of the 1890 Wounded Knee Massacre has seen little development. It remains largely the same isolated and rolling prairie it was 130 years ago. Given the strong local sentiment against rapid development, Wounded Knee seems unlikely to change anytime soon. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.